one thing to understand the Cyber-Sedona path. It's another thing, totally different, to understand yourself, meaning how your emotions relate to your intellect, and how the intellect relates to the instinctive mind, and how the instinctive mind relates to the subconscious mind, and the subconscious mind relates to the superconscious mind. This is all explained very, very carefully in Merging with Shiva. And there are many ways that we can merge with Shiva, starting with simple ways. And in the Merging with Shiva treatise, these several beginning steps of merger are carefully explained. Up to Vishvagrasa, the final merger. There's a lot to merging to do along the way before you get to the final merger. And that's the path of yoga. So when you receive your copy of Merging with Shiva, read it from cover to cover rather quickly. If you don't understand certain areas, just read it anyway and go on to the next. Don't endeavor to understand with your intellect. Then after you have done that, and read the glossary also, it's very, very important to read the glossary. And after you do that, begin the daily lessons. You take daily lesson one day, and the next day, in a year or two. Especially those of you who have not had the opportunity to study all of the inspired talks, or to listen to all the inspired talks that are emerging with Shiva. And those of you who have had that opportunity, it'll be very, very wonderful for you to review what you already know. In the series of books, we call it a trilogy, Dancing with Shiva, Living with Shiva, and Merging with Shiva. Most everyone will start with Merging with Shiva first. And then realize that they need a good philosophical foundation, which is found in Dancing with Shiva. And then realize that they have to perfect a lifestyle that's comparable to actually have the spiritual experiences that Merging with Shiva indicates that you might have. Once that is done, stability on the path has been attained. So this is a lifetime study. Dancing with Shiva is a 6-month study. It can be repeated twice every year. Living with Shiva is a year's study, and Merging with Shiva is a year's study. And children in the future will be raised on dancing, living, and merging with Shiva, and grow up understanding their inner self, their outer self, their lifestyle will be incomparable, and understand temple worship, external worship, and understand internal worship. Of course, these children have yet to be born, and these children cannot be born until their parents are at a stage where they'll make these teachings available to them at a very young age. So that's in the future.